Right then, so it's time on the show to speak to a local Olympic medalist. We're absolutely delighted to say we're joined now by Matlock rower and Paris 2024 Olympic bronze medalist Ollie Wilkes. Ollie, first of all, how are you, and how much of a mad rush has it been since coming back from Paris? I can imagine it's been quite a wild ride.
Oh, it feels amazing. It has been a bit of a wild ride, quite overwhelming. So many, well, we had such a nice time out in Paris in between the racing and coming home. Loads of messages from friends and family. I got to see some of them out there, sort of joining in with like celebrations. So yeah, it's been epic, but as I say, quite overwhelming. Like the number of messages I've received, I've managed to get to mo back to most people, but there's a few I still need to get back to. But thank you to everyone who's contacted me. No, it's been a wild ride. And yeah, like you say, now I can call myself an Olympic medalist, which is pretty cool and lasts forever. So happy with that. Very happy.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now, I watched the final live on TV in my living room. I was very nervous watching it and watching it all unfold. As was all the rowing races, they were all so close. It was absolutely incredible. Now that you've had a few days to reflect on it, how do you look back on that final? Because I know, obviously, the big target was to try and win the gold medal. But, a bronze medal is still an amazing achievement. So what are your reflections on that final?
I mean, so like you referred to, last year we were world champions, but I think this year we've had like a bit of a more challenging season. We've not had the dominance that we had last year for we've had a bit of injury in the crew, and sometimes it hadn't sort of like knitted as well. So almost like before the race had begun, our goalposts had shifted a little bit. We weren't the favourites anymore. So we all still believed we could win. We had the belief we could win, but we knew the field was so strong. We also thought we could come last. So it was. I felt like we had it all to play for when we got to the start line. And remarkably, I felt quite calm actually. It's nerve-wracking going up past the fans, past the crowds in the last sort of 500, 750 meters of the course. You can hear them cheering for the races that are going past. That's quite nerve-wracking. But then once we got to the start, I actually felt remarkably calm and just tried to stick to the sort of plan that we always have. And then when the race got underway, we were quite a long way back on the rest of the field immediately, which scared about just about everyone who knows me and was rooting for me. You said you were nervous watching. All my friends and family who got, I think at that point, were very, very nervous.
Yeah.
But then we had a really good sort of last 1500 of the race, and we managed to come from last position basically pretty much through 500 meters back through into competing for the medals around the kilometer. We managed to push through the Italians, taking a lead on us, and the Romanians as well, to put ourselves in a medal winning position. And yeah, I think looking back at it was probably the best race we could have done on the day. Obviously dreams of the gold, but I think, and we've had form for the gold in the past, but like on that day, in having had the season we had, that was probably the best race we could have done. So we're really happy with that. And as you said, Olympic bronze medalist is epic, and we get to keep that forever. So really happy, really proud of us and how we sort of managed to approach it.
So two bits that I'd love to ask you about, and it's sort of before the race and after, a big Olympic final race, because I'm always interested about the mental side of sport and how that all works in at sport at elite level. So you already mentioned, so at the start, I guess when you were walking past people and obviously your family and friends, people that you know who are watching you at that point, you're nervous. But you say when you got into the boat, you were then kind of, you were all right, you were able to calm down a bit. Is that like how are you able to sort of go into like this zone where you suddenly, when you get into the boat, it's like, right, you're in competition mode now. Is that something that you have to, is that a skill that you learn, or is that something that athletes at your level just kind of have a natural ability to do that?
So the bit where we were going past friends and family, we were actually in the boat already. So
Right,
the
right,
way it
right.
works is you like boat from the finish line and row up past the finish towards the start, and you warm up like in the top half next to the course. But so I was actually, going past my friends and family whilst rowing. You can hear the crowd. It's all a bit like, you can tell there's a lot on the line here, and everyone's shouting for their loved ones and friends to do well. But then it gets a bit quieter up at the top. There's not as many people there. It's just you and your competitors, and it sort of brings you back into that normal race, sort of feeling that we get. So it's a bit familiar. All of the start procedure and warm-up stuff is the same. So you start to calm, just go back into your routine. So I'd say it's more of a routine thing and doing the normal things. The noisy crowd in the last 500 is a bit abnormal for rowing, but the especially that noisy. But I guess there's an element of trying to control what you can control, and you sort of remind yourself of that whenever you're feeling extra nervous. You just remind yourself to do the job at hand. Do exactly what's in front of you. Live in the right now. Focus on the next stroke. And I think that usually works pretty well because it is quite daunting. Like the thought of all of these years of training coming to this one moment, but it's not a particularly helpful thought. So we try and remind ourselves just to do the next stroke, essentially. It sounds simple, and I've heard people say it before in the past, but in this particular race, I felt a bit more calm. And was able to sort of think in that way. But it's something you can try and do. So I guess it's a case of like trying and repeating, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but eventually you start to get a bit more of the hang of it.